Shalom Rabosai. It's always good to keep things different. Makes things more exciting. So it's sheer having a different time. Makes things always different. But I'm sorry if it impeded anyone's schedule in terms of limud or other things. I'm sorry. Just worked out better this way. I had zechus to be in this morning in the YU library. She's from, I needed the Torah's profile. We'll talk about this in Hashem. It's an important sefer. It was in the library. And I was looking over the sugya that we're dealing with today. One of the most famous sugyas in Hilchos Avelos is known as the sugya of Gadol Abayis. If you mention Hilchos Avelos, people think of Gadol Abayis sometimes. If you mention Gadol Abayis, of course, what do people think of? What's the one word that people know about Gadol Abayis when they never did the sugya? The Shach. Everyone knows the Shach and Gadol Abayis. You go through the Shach and Gadol Abayis, and the Shach is a very beautiful Shach, going through some of the basic inyanim. We're going to summarize two of the yisodos in the Shach, but before that we're going to go through some of the other basic halachos. The three important areas for our discussion really center around the complex issue that we brought up at the end of last week. What happens when family splits? If some of the people in the family are in America and others go to Eretz Yisrael, when does the avelus start? When does the avelus stop? So on Friday we discussed the discussion of when the avelus starts. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal has a famous psak that when a person is in America and some of the family are staying in America with that person and other people from the family go to Eretz Yisrael, then the avelim that are in America, as a simple Gemara says, start the avelus as soon as the Aron leaves, and those that are in Eretz Yisrael go until the Kvura. That's where Moshe Feinstein passes. The question is, of course, as we saw last week, the first Shach, Shinai Hei Sefalef, quotes from the Ramban, that there's a difference between going to a close city and a far city. If they go to a close city, everyone only begins when they come back. As opposed to in a far city, they begin the Avelos at different times. Those that stay, begin the Avelos right away. Those that go, begin it later. And Rav Moshe Feinstein seems to be in total concordance with the Pesach of the Shach, that in a far city, such as Eretz Yisrael, those that go to Eretz Yisrael will start later, and those that don't go and stay in America will begin right away. That's the Pashpirat in the Shach. The problem is, if you look in the Shach, Mark, well, it depends. Oh, Pashup Shat, that question is not addressed directly. Pashup Shat, it's time of travel, meaning...
It's both.
Then isn't it so?
Both?
It has the Moshe.
So that's where Simon explains, and that's where Moshe seems to write his tshuva. What's the Yisod of Rav Moshe? Rav Moshe writes, what's the Yisod really? The Ramban. And the Rambam, they write, Misha Daito L'shoach, that if they send the Mesel Dina Chayr, is any of the Masi Yikavar. What's the Yisod, says Rav Moshe? Any of the Masi Yikavar of the Rambam. Or the idea of the Ramban that says Medina Acheres, Ir Acheres. What's the basic yisod? The reason that we are mechalik between a mace being nikvar closely and a mace being nikvar far away is if it's possible for those people that are avelim to continue their aninus because there will be further disasters. Meaning, if the mace is in Tinek and then they bring the mace to Lodi, New Jersey, which is very close, even though some of the Avelim are staying in Tinek, they'll remain Onanim because they still have in mind the fact they might be able to be Misasik. They might be able to be involved in the Kvura. It's in Lodi, yeah, but it's not so far. It's got to Lodi, which means, let's say, we live in the days of the Jetsons where Timbuktu is 10 minutes away because you just go into your space saucer. L'chora, the same thing should apply. It's not a matter of going deep. It's a matter of how quick can you get there. And once, if you could get somewhere very, very fast, there's no hisat, no minia mina hasastrus, then it's going to be okay. Rav Moshe points out, people don't just go to Eretz Yisrael, and even if they did go to Eretz Yisrael, it would take them too long to get there. After the tefura, they can't be misasik any further. That's what Rav Moshe writes. Therefore, it should come out that whenever the tefura takes place in Eretz Yisrael, then indeed, the din of the Shach is true. That's ir acheres. In theory, you could get on a plane and get there, but there's no more hasastrus. That's going to be din the avelus for people that stay here. Nevertheless, we pointed out, perhaps, if you look carefully in the Ramban, we would have thought, perhaps, Pshat in the Ramban alone. The Ramban, if the words of the Ramban would be what? It's not telling us astros. Rather, it's a function of das. If the people have yeshiv das, they say, we have no idea of knowing when the kfirah is going to take place. We're not going to know when the kfirah takes place. Then, of course, we're going to say, we should start the veilos right now. But if we know when the kfirah is going to take place, we're still on shpiltus. We want to know, is the kfirah taking place or not? And l'charil fizeh, it would come out that if people are staying in Tinek, the kfirah is in Eretz Yisrael, but they're waiting for the cell phone call to know if the kfirah happened or not, what should be the din? They all don't start avelos until the kfirah happens. Because the das of the Ramban, or the words Eino Yodin Masa Yikaver of the Rambam, are literal. What does it mean? Rav Moshe says, oh, what it means is there's no more sastros. But it's very possible that no, it's not related to a sastros per se. It's related to your mind. And if it's not on your mind, indeed the veil starts right away. But if it's on your mind and you know you can find out the feedback, as soon as the tour happens, you don't need to know what's happening, then it's very possible to say that the veil will not start until later. Do we pass in that way? Rav Moshe writes not that way. Eli pointed out very beautifully, and this Rebbe has this in the article, we mentioned it briefly a few days ago, that Bizman is there, what do we consider as sastros, even talking on the phone? So with Ora, even according to Rav Moshe, it's very possible that if the people keep on talking on the phone, making decisions about Kavura, their avelos should not start right away. That's very well said. The only way to start the avelos is if they say, we're not taking any more phone calls. If there's no more phone calls, then indeed we have Rav Moshe to so the sastros will have ended. But if it's possible for them, even long distance, to talk on the phone, as Nathan pointed out, you can use the internet on the airplane. Then that's still considered disastrous. It's going to be very possible that even Rav Moshe will be moda, their avelos will only start later, which is why it's important for them to say consciously we're not being involved in disastrous anymore.
It seems like according to Rav Moshe, the starting of avelos is like telling them that with the ending of Aminus. So, but then, like, I feel like that would be worn out. Like, if avelos were like defined by the ending of Aminus, then that would be.
Well, in 95% of the cases, they're exactly concurrent. But it's not necessarily true, as we saw in the case of Masrul Ksafim. Right, Rav Moshe says, because what's the pshat? The Ramban writes that when they Mishahasku Panehim, the Ramban says that's like Stima Sadolo. You know, that's their Kavura. Once that's their Kavura, we say automatically that's going to be considered as if the Kavura happened. This question, though, has two other parts to discuss. Question number one is, what if the mace is in Eretz Yisrael and people are here? They didn't send it from Tinek to Eretz Yisrael. The mace is in Eretz Yisrael and the people are staying in Tinek. Would it then be the same in that situation? And question number two, what about the factor quoted by the Shulchan Aruch about Gadol Abayis? The study of Gadol Abayis, which at first glance means if one of the major players in the family goes, but might even be, if no major players go, we might have to talk about something different as far as the end of Avelos. So we discussed, so far, the Haschalos Avelos. There are two other issues to discuss. Number one, a different case, in which the Avelim are staying in one place, and the Kfura is happening somewhere else, not they're traveling, not the Kfura, the Ptira happened in Tinek, and they're sending them to Eretz Yisrael. The Ptira happened in Eretz Yisrael, they're staying in Eretz Yisrael. I never hear some Avelim in Tinek. What do those Avelim do? Number one. And number two, this discussion was Nodeya, the beginning of Avelos. Usually, we presume Shiva means 7 days, so whenever the Avelos began, that's when it should end. But we have to ask ourselves, is that always true? We have another discussion about the end of Avelos. And these two questions will be the bulk of today's and tomorrow's discussions, Bezrat Hashem. Again, two questions are, what if it's a different case? People stay here in Tinek, they didn't involve themselves in the Kfura at all. The Kfura was in Eretz Yisrael, and the Ptira was in Eretz Yisrael. And number two, this so far was a discussion about the Haschalos Avelos. What are the Sof Avelos? We're first going to discuss the issue of the Sof Avelos. Begin the discussion today, although it's too lengthy to finish up in its entirety today. The Shulchan Aruch says, as we saw in Shin Ayin Heis of Beis, please make sure to see this inside, precious words of the Shulchan Aruch, Mishadarkan l'shloach ha-meis l'mdina acheres, l'kavro, ve'enem yodem masa yitraver, This is the trace we talked about from the Rambam. They send the mace. It started in New Jersey. They send it to Eretz Yisrael. Mace sheyach shupnei milavos maspilum mil shuvil shoshim eskim lozava. As soon as they turn around, the avilus starts. We mentioned machokas within the Ramban. What about if they're waiting to hear the news or not? But says the Shulchan Aruch further, a new din. Halachim imam monim mishu yikaver. Those that go with the mace, of course, will wait till stimas hagolel. But says the Shulchan Aruch, one caveat. Bim gadol ha-mishpacha ho-ech imo ach elish mekan inen monin ela mishu yikaver. If the gadol ha-mishpacha, as the Shulchan Aruch defines, that would often be, let's say, in a case where a family loses their mother, that would be the father often, because the father is involved in the entire kibura. In a case where there are just brothers, they lose their father, it would be perhaps the oldest brother. A person is a central player in the financial aspects of the family, as well as in the kibura. If that god of mishpacha, holich imo, that god of mishpacha goes with the kibura, then af elish b'kan in and monin ela misha yitraver. Even though staying here, we'll begin with the gadol abayis. Which means, we mentioned so far, according to, for them in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Moshe's Chiddush. The Shach talks about, let's say, going from Tinek to somewhere far away, Ir Acheres. Rav Moshe says that includes Eretz Yisrael. They send the mace to another place, but the gadol abayis, the father, goes with the Aron, as well as some of the brothers, and some of the other brothers stay home. Says the Shulchan Aruch, then we don't say the rule that the Kavura starts from the time they turn away from the Aram. Then the Avelus only starts from the actual Kavura. So says Shulchan Aruch. So again, using Rav Moshe's Yisod of Eretz Yisrael, if the Kavura would be in Eretz Yisrael and the family splits, if the Gadol HaBayis goes with the family, then all the halachos we mentioned so far don't apply. We don't say that those that stay in Tinek start from Tinek time. Those that are in Eretz Yisrael start from Eretz Yisrael time. Everyone will start from the Eretz Yisrael time. So says the Shulchan Aruch. Jeremy?
If the Gadol goes with the mace.
If the Gadol goes with the mace, then everything is going to be different. So the whole discussion of the Shulchan Aruch, says the Shulchan Aruch, is talking about if the Gadol doesn't go. But if the Gadol goes with the mace, then everything is different. Then everything starts from the time of the actual Kavura. And the Shach in Sifkat and Beis quotes a very important machlokas in this regard. In order to understand the Shach, it's necessary to look back on the Tur, where he brings down this machlokas. The Tur is on page Resh Pei Beis. The Tur quotes the Gemara. Gemara is a Yerushalmi. Quoted by the Rush, Zeloshono. Says the Rishami, this is in the first narrow line of page Resh Pei Beis. They bring the mace from one place to another. And the Shulchan Aruch already told us, as we said in the Shach, that was Friday's discussion in the beginning, Makam Makam means a far place, not a close place, because a close place would be the same thing. Tinech Deloda is the same thing, it means a far place. But on Elaine the Kastrin, these people that from Kezaria, the Kavri Beis Biri, they go from Tinech to somewhere else. Is Tani Tani. There are some brisos that say that the family splits it. Those that are here count from Yitzias HaMeis, as we saw in our Gemara. They're staying here. Elosh Hashem, those that are going with the mace, monim mishtimas agolel. They go with the mace, therefore they wait to the Kvura. That's beautiful. That's the exact case that we saw in Shulchan Aruch. That's the Gemara. But says the Yerushalmi further, "Vis tani tani, elu monim mishus magolel." But some say there's some brachos that we have on record, says the Yerushalmi, that say everyone counts from stimas magolel. So which one is it? Do we split it? Say those that are here, those that are there, or do we say no? Everyone is elu they're there, whether they're there or they're virtually there, is the same thing. Says the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Says the following, happens to be an interesting coincidence that Rabbi Simon wrote a very beautiful article on this topic, and he seems to be quoting the Yerushalmi. HaKol Holech Achar Gadol HaMishpacha. It depends on the Gadol HaMishpacha. Gadol Abayis. Ma'u Achar Gadol HaMishpacha, what does that mean? Rabbi Yaakov Baracha Hashem Rabbi Yossi L'chumra. It means L'chumra, we're machmir. Gadol Abayis is a chumra. And chumra for here, chumra we usually mean, chumra is always relative. But chumra b'derech klal means a situation in which the avelus ends later. If people have to have avelus 2 days more, even though it might be that they have the same shiva, avelus ending later is considered a chumra. Yes, everything. That's true. Everything would be a chumra. Everything's going to be later. So even though one might argue, even though it's not always true, as we'll see, but for argument's sake, in many situations, it's just a question of shifting. Is it from Sunday to Sunday or Tuesday to Tuesday? Chumrah means since it's going to end on a Tuesday, it's considered a chumrah as opposed to ending on a Sunday. Yerushalmi continues. Shemhaya gadol ha-mishpacha kan, if the gadol ha-bayis is here, he stays in Tina, doesn't go anywhere. Eilu ve'eilu monin mishiyetzi ha-meis. Everyone counts mishiyetzi ha-meis. Then the Gadol HaBayis is Troveya, and everyone counts from Yitzias HaMeis. That's what the Gadol HaBayis says. And the Gadol HaMishpacha Sham, if the Gadol HaBayis goes, Eilu ve'eilu mon mishiyetzi ha-meis. Everyone counts mishiyetzi ha-meis. Says the Yerushalmi, the way we have it here, quoted first. Depends on the Gadol HaBayis. The Gadol HaBayis stays, everyone counts from the Gadol HaBayis. He stays. The Gadol HaBayis goes, everyone counts from the Gadol HaBayis to go. I mean, it's a fair split. It really depends on the Gadol HaBayis. If he's here, everyone's here. If he's there, everyone's there. And says the Yerushalmi further, the way you have it here, Ein Shem Gadol Mishpacha, if there is no Gadol Mishpacha, then we have the split. Then we split it. Those that are here count from Yisias HaMeis, those that are there count from Stima Sarola. So the way the Yerushalmi is quoted here, what's the difference between Gadol HaBayis and non-Gadol HaBayis? It's not Gadol HaBayis, it's an exact split, as we talked about before. If there's Gadol HaBayis, then the Gadol HaBayis wins. Wherever the Gadol HaBayis is, that's enough to say that's going to be the Avelus. So Gadol HaBayis is a major, major, major player. That's the only Machriya in where the Avelus is. That is, if the Gadol HaBayis goes, then everyone's going to go with him, in theory. If he stays, everyone wants to stay with him. The Shach says that if you look carefully in the Rush seems to passion like this Yerushalmi the way the Beis Yosef quotes it. The Rush quotes very little about this, but seems to quote the Yerushalmi. And since the Rush quotes the Yerushalmi, in a way similar to the way that we have it right here in the Beis Yosef, the way we just read it, that seems to say the Beis Yosef, that the Rush goes to Paskin this way, which means the Rush Paskin's L'maisa, if there's no Gadol HaBayis, then everything's split. If there is a Gadol HaBayis, then only use the Gadol HaBayis. If he goes, then everyone else is considered like they went. If he stays, everyone considers as if they stay. Nevertheless, if you look in Shulchan Aruch says the Shach is not so clear. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Let's read from Sif Beis again carefully. Now that we have this insight.
The Shach in the Shulchan Aruch is not so clear.
The Shach, well, the Shach points out the Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to hold like the Rush. It's not so clear. We'll see what it is. So again, according to the Rush, the way the Rush is not quoted in the Beis Yosef here. There's a difference in Yerusos, the way the exact Psach, Pashup Shat and Yerushalmi, but that's the Yerushalmi the way the Rush quotes it, the way the Beis Yosef quotes it as well. And with this, let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Siv Beis, Mishadark and the Shulchan Aruch, Medina Acheres. When they send the Mesa Dina Acheres, we're not going to know when the Kavura happens. Avelus always starts right away. We split it. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if I was the Rush writing Shulchan Aruch, or if I was Shulchan Aruch writing like the Rush, what should I have written? Depends. In Rav Abayis is here, everyone's money from here. If Rav Abayis is there, everyone's money from there. Correct? That's what Shulchan Aruch should have written. Is that what Shulchan Aruch writes, Rabosai? Says Shulchan Aruch, something strange. If the Rav Abayis goes, then af eush v'kan in mon el mishita there. Then the only people that then everyone is tefillah to the Rav Abayis. Everyone counts based on the Rav Abayis on mishita there, which again is that's with chumrah. So the Shach uses the words, coins the phrase we see from here that the Shulchan Aruch is passing gadol abayis l'chumrah. What does it mean gadol abayis l'chumrah? It doesn't mean a clean break the way the Rush would have fastened, which is we split it down the middle. If no gadol abayis, then they split. And if it is gadol abayis, it's only based on gadol abayis, because that would have led to a kula as well. What's the kula? Kula would mean that if the gadol abayis stays here, then all those people that are going to go with the mace are going to terminate their avelus earlier. Says the Shach, if the Shulchan Aruch felt that, he should have written that. Elamai, it's clear from the Shulchan Aruch, he only is passing in Gadol Abayis L'chumra. You would have thought this is mix and matching. Says the Shach, no, it's not mix and matching. It seems clear, that's the opinion that Tosfos had, although it's interesting. Tosfos is quoted in the Beis Yosef as not having that opinion, but Tosfos quotes a minhag in the beginning. The same Tosfos in the Beis Yosef and the Shach is quoted as saying two different things, because the Shach referring to the beginning of Tosfos and the Beis Yosef referring to the end of Tosfos. But the Shach says, if you look carefully, Tosfos says in Moed Katan. Let's read this inside. So the Shach's written Beis. Mashma davk l'chumra zin basa gadol mishpacha. Dein monin el mishi yekaver. Only gadol bayis l'chumra. Aval I gadol mishpacha hu eitzel elu shenishu kan, the gadol bayis stays in Tinek, then we don't say the gadol bayis is going to be able to make everyone stop earlier. Then it's still split. Ein ma'u l'morid. It doesn't make a difference. El afa pi chayn ha'okit m'meis in monin el mishi yekaver. Then we say the split happens. So according to the Shach's understanding of the Shulchan Aruch, the Yesod of Gadol Abayis only helps in order to make things more machmir. If he stays, we have the old rule of splitting. Says Shulchan Aruch, says the Shach. Shulchan Aruch is like Tosfos. And again, it's funny. If you look carefully in the Beis Yosef, this is not Tosfos. This is the minimum Tosfos quotes, even though Tosfos doesn't say this. Says the Shach, V'chein Tosfos per deo medalchen, chav beis sof ha-medalach, v'eishim esom medjusu ha-paichu, Tehochim im a mace, monin mishisim adolo. Those that go with the mace count mishisim adolo. Bein gadol bayis babayis, bein holoch babayis lisatvaros, b'chein aminov. Those that go with the mace always count mishisim adolo. Gadol bayis is irrelevant. Because there, that's going to be a case where gadol bayis is going to be lakula. To say the gadol bayis being staying in Tina to make them end earlier, that's not going to happen. So the Shach says we pass it in Shulchan Aruch, gadol bayis lakula. I'm sorry, Lechumra. Then the Shach continues to the rest of the Shach, quotes from the Tur and others. They quote the Ramban, the Rush. They're just in the Rishami, perhaps, that say not that way. But the Shach quotes as other ammunition. The fact that I mentioned many times when I was saying this Rishami, this is based upon who's dearest in the Rishami? The Beis Yosef is dearest in the Rishami, quoting from others. But the Beis Yosef quotes that, if you look carefully, in the third wide line in the Beis Yosef, what's our Girsa in the Yerushalmi? If you open up the Yerushalmi now, whether it's our Stroll, which we'll talk about soon, or a non-art Stroll, has the Girsa in our Yerushalmi? As follows, third line in the Torah, in the Beis Yosef. Hakna Sinan, Ma'u Chumran, Ma'yagadha Mishpacha Kan, Eilish Bekan Mon Mishisi Ameis, Eilish Shem Mon Mishisi Medowel. If the Dodd Mishpacha stays, what happens? We split. It says Yerushalmi Mefurish, we split. Ma'yagadha Mishpacha Shem, Elam Elamon Mishnis Madolel. Says the Yerushalmi, the way we have it, exactly the way the Shulchan Aruch postulates. And the Yosef, of course, is postulating, like the Yerushalmi quotes in the Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi, the way the Rush quotes it, is one version. That the Rush should read this, the Ramban would read this way. But Lamaisa, the Tosfos quotes a Minhag that says quite clearly that it's an even split. If there's no Dodo Bias, it goes down the middle. But if it's Gadol Abayis is there, then it's not an even split. Depends on what's more machmir. Dodo Abayis going is more machmir, we're machmir. If Dodo Abayis saying would be a kula, we're not going to rely on Dodo Abayis bichla. And that is the psach of the shach as well. The shach's not disagreeing with the Shulchan Aruch, just explaining the Shulchan Aruch. But the shach is bothered. And this you're not going to see in the shach here, even if you read the shach many times in Sifrat and Beis, shach's bothered by a problem. The problem is that the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch was a quote from the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Let's read the Rambam. We don't have the Rambam in front of us, but let's pretend we have the Rambam just by seeing the Shulchan Aruch, but stopping before Dodo Mishpacha. What does the Rambam say? We should daken l'shulach meis l'dina acheres, which covers his base. Then he yodem masi yitraver, meis sheyach shupenei emil lavos, maskilim l'shiva shoshim maskilim l'saba. They send the mace, then they split it down the middle. Those that leave, leave. Halchem imam anem ish yitraver. So says the shach, in Sifkot and Yudbeis, something's very perplexing. I don't understand. The Rambam doesn't seem to hold to this yisod. The Rambam doesn't quote the Dodo Abayis issue, which means the Rambam should l'chaora not be the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch. Because we talk about the Rambam who doesn't mention Dodo Abayis, and then you stick in the idea of Dodo Abayis. How could that be actually taught the Lashon of the Rambam that doesn't discuss Dodo Abayis? And then say, oh, Dodo Abayis goes with Chumrah. But the Rambam didn't quote Dodo Abayis at all. How could you say on the one hand we have a Yisod of Dodo Abayis, but then quote the Rambam, who didn't quote it at all? Let's see this shach inside. There's a shach, you have to say there's a teretz. This shach is in Sifkot and Yud Beis, in the famous long shach. Sifkot and Yud Beis. In the second column. In the middle of the second column. Yeah, about Bar Kharkuk, exactly. This is pretty close to the middle of the second column of the Shach. And it's Atan Lashono, there's an Atan Lashono, three different tables, one after the other. Fizeh, Atan Lashono, Uval Kharkuk. Before you see the Shach inside, so what's the Shach's teretz? Says the Shach, I'll tell you the teretz. This whole discussion in the Shulchan Aruch is only referring to one situation. Situation where Dodo Abayis goes to Eretz Yisrael and stays in Eretz Yisrael. If he goes to Eretz Yisrael and stays in Eretz Yisrael, then he's going to be the one who's Machriya. That's what it means that Dodo Abayis is holy and everyone goes based upon the Dodo Abayis when there's Simas Adol. With Chumrah of the Shulchan Aruch, what does that mean, L'chumra L'gamri? L'chumra means when the Kavura happens in Eretz Yisrael and the Dodo Abayis stays in Eretz Yisrael, then everyone is talking to the Dodo Abayis. But if the Dodo Abayis comes back to America, even the Shulchan Aruch is Moshe, if you saw of Dodo Abayis being able to make the Avelus, you push off to later, it's not going to apply. Let's see the shach inside now. Everyone find where the shach is? Al-Karchach? Well, Al-Karchach, if anyone didn't find it, it's in the second column of the shach in Sifkot Yud Beis.
Couldn't that mean that the Gadol
18 lines down, in the middle of the line of Al-Karchach. 18 wide lines down. It becomes wide again. If you see it, everyone see the Eitan, sorry?
What does that mean? You're saying in a case where the Gadol Abayi goes off to Israel, wherever he is, it's only in that case, and he stays there, it's only in that case that everyone in the house follows what he's doing?
Correct.
How do they find out when the body was actually buried?
So we'll have that in a minute. That's a question asked by the Shach and Sifrat and Gimel. Says the Shach, Uval Karchach, L'divrei Mechaber, Tzorech L'taritz King. Sherei Hetik, Divrei HaRambam. First, the Mechaber starts in Sif Beis with the Rambam. D'mashmaminei, Mio, Bein L'thimash Shepir Shul Dvarav, Bein L'thimash Shepir Shul Dvarav. whether you like my pshat or not, says the Shach, that was part of the earlier part of the Shach. What is the Yisod of the Rambam? The Eilu Shanishiru Kan, Mia, Monim Mishrit Yemes, V'lo Mishrit Madolo. Those that stay here count from Yitzias Hameis. No idea of Gadol HaBayis. Even if the Gadol HaBayis goes to Beis HaTvaros, they still count right away. Which means, essentially, there's no idea of Gadol HaBayis. But then, the Shulchan Aruch says, what else is Beis Tosav? The end, V'im Gadol HaMishpacha Ho'ech Imo, once the Gadol HaBayis goes, Af Ilushvatan Monin Elamishikaver. So first it goes to the Rambam that says, essentially there's no din of Gadol HaBayis. Even if Gadol HaBayis goes to Beis HaKfaros, we still only count from Hatzich HaSpanim. But then the Shulchan Aruch quotes that no, we're Machmir. That Gadol HaBayis goes, they all wait. Elavadi says the Shach, Hasa Mayri. When it says the Gadol Mishpacha is one that's Koveya for the Avelos to start, they all wait to the Gadol HaBayis with bated breath. Hasa Mayri, the Gadol HaBayis dar b'makom sheyitaver. It's talking about the Gadol HaBayis living where the Kfura happens. Mameli is never coming back. V'haydarsham nearly, what's pshat in this idea of living there? To cave in the darsham, v'nishasham, since he lives there and staying there, Hokam Acharov, they're going to follow him because he is the Iker Avil. If he's going there and staying there, that's his home. Shach doesn't tell us how much it has to be his home. Maybe the whole Shiva, maybe he has to live there, have a Tudat Zehut. It's hard to know what the exact idea of living there is. But says the Shach, if the Gadol HaBayis goes and he stays, where is the real place of Shiva?
Where he is.
Where he is. That's the Beis Avil. Mela, everyone's going to be sitting Shiva in the Beis Avil. Aye, there in Kinep. And the Beis Avil is in Eretz Israel. Okay, there are satellites to the Beis Avil. But the Yisod is, the Beis Avil is Nichra, based upon the person who's in Eretz Israel. Avil Monish Hashem Tidarsham, says the Shach says, if he's not going to stay there, it's a different discussion. So the Shach firstly explains the Shulchan Aruch, but then says a very, very important caveat. Says the Shach, the whole Yisod of having the Kvura pushed off until, having the Zman of Elos pushed off until the Zman Kvura, is only going to be in a situation where the person leaves and stays there. So he says that Lechor, that was a question not discussed by the Rambam. This is a totally different case. Meaning, so it's not against the Rambam. The Rambam didn't talk about Gadol HaMishpacha because he was talking about the basic cases. Because we're moda, basically, the Shulchan Aruch is moda to the Rambam. In most situations, Gadol HaBayis is not Nogeya. And the Rambam is moda to that too. The Shulchan Aruch is adding in a funny case. So the funny case was not discussed by the Rambam. Meaning, it sounds like Daniel's pointing at a very good point. The Rambam obviously didn't talk about Gadol HaMishpacha, but the Shach says if he didn't talk about it and it was a basic Yisod, it's hard to say the Shulchan Aruch is going to be doing that. But Lechor, what it meant is it's one collector's item case, as Rashi said. Collector's item cases are not talked about in the Rambam. So the Rambam is talking about the basic case. The other case usually is not Nodea. The one case is Nodea is that the person goes and stays there. How often does that happen? They send a mace with Dina Cheres and he stays there for a long time because he lives there. It doesn't usually happen that much. And in fact, the Shach doesn't say this, but usually the person is going to go there and stay there. Usually it means he was Makom Karov. Because how often will people come? Imagine the days of the Shach. From Eretz Israel, back to America for the tour, then back to Eretz Israel. Nowadays, people could happen. It could happen in theory. But then, it's ridiculous. Just if it's Karov, then it's not Nodea. The whole discussion is an Ir Rachot. Because Ir Karov, everyone waits till they come back. If it's an Ir Rachot, they're going to come back and forth and back and forth. Elamai, the Shach says, we're talking about this one collective case, Gadol HaMishpacha, only means in a case where he's going and staying there. Eitan asked a very good question before. How much time is that? Says the Shach and Sifkat and Gimel, back to the Sifkat right near where we are in Sif Beis. Says the Shach and Sifkat and Gimel. V'divrei Ravan, it sounds like the Shir is 3 days. 3 days, even though it's not Mufurish in the Shulchan Aruch, says the Shach. But I think it means they wait 3 days for the Gadol HaBayis. But says the Shach, it's just not mistaber. If they wait for the Gadol HaBayis, they wait for the Kvura, and it's going to be a week, it's just not mistaber. So Lechor, the statute of limitations is 3 days. And Lechor, the Shach doesn't explain. They should have a basic gauge. How long does it take for the for it to take place. Oh no, they usually know how long it takes to go to an Ir Acheres. So if it's going to an Ir Acheres and it's going to take less than 3 days, they're going to start. But if it's going to take more than 3 days, what happens? We're not going to go based on the Labayas. L'chora, what does that mean? It means we would start right away. If it's going to be more than 3 days, we're not going to have this din Gadol HaBayis. And again, here in Beis and Gimel, it's confusing. The Shach doesn't quote this idea of Gadol HaBayis only being in this one collector's item case of the Gadol HaBayis staying there. But that's clear in what he says in Yud Beis. Who does point it out here? Ritiv Eder. If you look at Kedusha Ritiv Eder, right on the bottom of the page, that's Shulchan Aruch's base. As Ritiv Eder, Hainu Shoholich Umakam Shadar Sham, Vinisher Sham, Magadol Choser Etzlam, Afil Yam Zayin Moni Mahim, Mishashe Yachshu Pineim. Says that's the Shach, the comments of Tretni Beis. Ritiv Eder summarizes the Shach. So Rav Osai, now let's revisit the question that we talked about. What's the halacha when there's a mace going to Eretz Yisrael, and if the mace goes to Eretz Yisrael, the family stays here, and whether there's Gadol HaBayis or not is usually irrelevant. Let's talk about a case of Gadol HaBayis. The family, Rechon Otzlan, loses the mother, so and all the kids are little, so the father, let's say, supports all the kids. So the father and two of the little kids go to Eretz Yisrael. Some of the other big kids stay here by themselves. So, at first glance, we would have thought the Shulchan Aruch would say that they split it. Shulchan Aruch says, if the Gadol HaBayis goes, everyone counts when the Gadol HaBayis is going to be in Eretz Yisrael. That means they're going to have the Avelus all the way until Eretz Yisrael. What would happen until then? Unclear. Machlokas Rishonim, would they be considered Onim? Maybe they're considered Avelim because they still have to have some sort of Avelus. But when would they end? They should Luchara end only after the Gadol HaBayis ends. And now let's make the case again. People... Some of the family stays in Tinek, some of the family goes to Eretz Yisrael with the Gadol HaBayis, and then they come back 2 days later. So, according to the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, we would have said that the family is split. Those that were here should remain with the way they started the Avelus earlier. Those that went to Tinek, the Gadol HaBayis, Gadol HaBayis L'Chumra, what happened to Gadol HaBayis L'Chumra? So, simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, we would have said that Everyone's going to have the Avelus based on the Gadol HaBayis, because that's the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. Gadol HaBayis with Chumro. Chumro means everyone is based upon the Simas HaGolo. But says the Shach, no. Even if you have a case where the Gadol HaMashpacha goes to Eretz Yisrael and everyone else stays, it's still not going to be considered a real case of Gadol HaBayis. Because since most of the time they come back, what should happen there? We mamish have the din of the Shulchan Aruch that for those people, the Avelus only starts Mistim Asadrogo. But we have no raya when it should end. With Ora, it definitely should be, as far as the starting is concerned, the people that started in Tinek will be based on Tinek. The people that come back should be the only people that are going to have Avelus start later. As Enim, we'll talk about in a second. But Lamaisa, since the Shach is relegating the holy of Gadol HaBayis to a collector's item case, that means that in most cases, even if the people go to Eretz Yisrael and come back, they're going to have their own minyan, but they're not going to in any way affect the people that stayed in Tinek. So the people, so now, back to the Shiloh of Eretz Yisrael. Some of the family goes to Eretz Yisrael, some of them stay here, then Lamaisa should come out that those that are going to be in Tinek start on a Sunday, and they finish the Avelus on a Sunday, on a 7 days later. Let's say a Shabbos Sunday, based on the Cheshbon. As opposed to those that would go and only have the Tfura on Tuesday, let's say, they would finish only 7 days after the Tuesday. Gadol HaBayis is not relevant. Because Lamaisa, Gadol HaBayis is not going to be Malar Morid unless the people stay in Eretz Yisrael. That does happen, but in most situations it doesn't happen, which means the whole idea of Gadol HaBayis is going to be irrelevant. You're going to have two separate countings. The most important, the most talked about issue in the Shach is the other point. The Shach in Simchat Nid Beis has a whole discussion. Very nice. Now we pointed out, very simply, that the Rodo Abayis is only going to influence people if he stays there. But what happens if people go to Eretz Israel and then come back a few days later? So we just pointed out that in most cases, they have two countings. We have the Tina counting, which started on the Sunday, and the Eretz Israel counting started on a Tuesday. Well, we should think, though, that means they're going to end 2 days later. Says the Shach, that itself is also Machlokas Rishonim. Who's the Machlokas between? Says the Shach in Sifkat Nyud Beis, as well as Sifkat Nyud Gimel. Machlokas really between the Ramban and the Rosh. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rosh, and the Shach paskins like the Ramban. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch in Sifches and Sifches. A very interesting din. A din that almost is never Nodiah. Mi Shemes L'Karov. V'liyodat Shabbat Makam Shemes Shem Hames. Person who has a Karov and doesn't know anything about the Ptira. So all of a sudden the Karov comes back to his town and sees, oh, there's a mace. Which means, let's say there's a mace in Tinek, the family's in Tinek. There was a family member who was in Lodi, just growing out his own business, didn't know that Nebuch, someone in his family, passed away. Walks home to Tinek and says, hi, I'm home, and sees that there was a Ptira. So there are different discussions, if he's close, if he's far, he's within 3 days, outside of 3 days. He sometimes can be considered tafel to the Bnei Bayis. He's not going to have to sit Shiva for all 7 days on his own. Since he came to a base level, that itself is going to be enough. Where does this come from? It comes from a Gemara. The Gemara says in Moed Katan that Kafal from the base, says the Gemara, this case seems to be Machlokas. Tanur Rabbanan, Avel Gimel Yamim Rishonim, during the first 3 days, one variable, Bon Macham Karov, if he comes from Lodai, Mane Mahim. Then the Gemara says, but if you're missing those two variables, Macham Karov, let's say it's a faraway place, or it's not within 3 days, then he has to have his own Cheshbon. So that's this case, the Gemara is referring to this case, the strange case, which almost never happens nowadays, of the Olam not knowing about it. But Rav Shimon says no. Rav Shimon Omer, three lines from the bottom on Chaf Alef Amud Beis, Afil Bob Yom Shvi'i Mimachom Karov Mona Imahim. Even if you come, even if the Avot comes on the seventh day, he can count. So we have so far Machlokas in the Gemara. If when an Avel is coming from Lodai to Tinek, finds out there's Tvura, according to the Tanakhama, you need two things. It has to be from a close place such as Lodai, and a far place, a far situation such as 3 days. But the Tanakhama, that's the Tanakhama's opinion. Rav Shimon says no. Rav Shimon says, even if it's Yom HaShvi, right at the end of Avelus, he can mitzdarif himself to the base of. Then the Gemara adds, this seems to be a non-sechuder. One line later, that's referring to when there's a Dodo Abayis in the house. The question is, what does that mean, there's a Dodo Abayis in the house? What is that referring to? Is that referring to the first case in the Gemara? When the case for Lodai, comes from Lodai within 3 days, is there a Dodo Abayis in the house? Or is the Dodo Abayis referred to even the second case? Even coming to the end of 7 days, in all cases we need Dodo Abayis in the house. So again, is this idea of Dodo Abayis only referring to the first case? The Tanakhama that says within 3 days from Lodai, Makom Karov, and 3 days, there we need Dodo Abayis? Or no? Even the second opinion of Shimon that says that even at the end of 7 days, he can count, also needs Dodo Abayis. So again, on both sides, for those that are not looking inside, even those that are looking inside, keep in mind, there's a major question here, Lamaisa. The Tanakhama has this situation. What's the Tanakhama situation? Tanakhama understands that when can an other be mistarif to his family? There's two variables. Number one, Babim from Karo, from Rodai to Tinef, which is close. Number two, within 3 days. And then the Shulchan Aruch adds, the Gemara adds a third variable. What's the third variable? Dodo Bais is there too. As opposed to the second way of reading the Gemara that we just read, which is that the first case is only two variables. Three days and Makom Karov. It's the second opinion. The opinion that says even within 7 days he can come, that requires Dodo Bais. What's Naftamina? Naftamina is because we passed in like Rav Shimon. So if the Dodo Bais quote in the Gemara is only referring to the Tanakhama that says, according to the Gemara, two variables. Number one, 3 days. Number two, from a close place. Then we had a third variable, Dodo Bais, with the idea of needing to have within 7 days require Dodo Bais. No, that was only the opinion of the Tanakhama in the Gemara. As opposed to if we say that even Tanakhama requires Dodo Bais, then even the second opinion would require Dodo Bais. So again, two opinions in the Gemara. First opinion is Tanakhama. Tanakhama says, a local machlokas. When is a person able to be mistaref to his family? If you have two variables, which is number one, that he is close, number two, that he comes within 3 days, the Gemara is the third variable of Dodo Bais. The other way to read it is that we have a second opinion. You have 7 days. And on that we have Dodo Bais. Question is, if we pass them like the second opinion that says even within 7 days he's allowed to count with them, is that opinion only saying it's true and there's a Dodo Bais or not? According to the first way we read it, Dodo Bais is only modifying the opinion of 3 days and Makom Karov that also needs Dodo Bais. But according to the second way we read it, even the opinion of 7 days needs Dodo Bais as well. This is simply stated the machlokas between the Ramban and the Rush. The opinion of the Rush is that the entire idea of being able to count is predicated on having Dodo Bais. If there's a Dodo Bais in the family, then we have this unique idea that if a person comes from Lodi, he can count within the rest of the family if he didn't know anything about it. That's the Shulchan Aruch Pashtun. Shulchan Aruch, if you look in Sif Ches and Sif Tes, the entire story of the Shulchan Aruch is referring to a strange case, a case that we never have. A person goes and he doesn't know anything about the Avelis and comes back. So not only do they have to come back within a certain time and with certain people, there has to be another bias there too. But the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban understands the whole situation is different. Another bias, yeah, that was referring to the one unique case where people are coming back and they don't know anything about the Avelos. That says the Ramban, what about in a Pasha case? And this is quoted in the Shach. The Shach says in Sifkat Yud Beis, the Ramban understands that if people split up, some people stay here and some people go there, as long as the people that go come back to the original base of Avil within 7 days, whether there's a Dodo Bais there or not, they are able to join with the counting of the base of Avil, which means an unbelievable difference. Halacha Maisa. Let's revisit our question about people that are in Tinek and go to Eretz Israel. Family in Tinek. Some people stay in Tinek, others go to Eretz Israel. And then the family that did the tefillah in Eretz Israel comes back to Tinek. So in the opinion of the Ramban, the family that was in Tinek, as we mentioned already, started, of course, their counting right away. Now the family in Eretz Yisrael comes back, they're allowed to consider themselves tafel to the family in Tinek, and they also have the kula. So the family in Tinek started on Sunday, family in Eretz Yisrael only started on Tuesday. When did the family in Eretz Yisrael, that went to Eretz Yisrael, that comes back to Tinek, end? The same time as people in Tinek. That's the way the Ramban understands the Gemara. That says that if the Dodo Bais is there, is a unique case. But the simplest reading of the Gemara is not even referring to Dodo Bais. just the fact that if people come within 7 days, they're allowed to count with the people that originally started. As opposed to the Rush says, no, the whole Gemara is referring to this complicated case that we never heard of, about a person who didn't know anything about the Avelos, and then comes back in the middle of his family, then according to the Rush, which was the Shulchan Aruch questions, there is no way to say this unique situation, that just the family comes back to Tinek, they would be able to have the Kula of having Avelos in Tinek. So it comes out, don't get nervous over us, we'll talk about this again tomorrow. It's just the beginning of navigation of the Machokas. Comes out according to this discussion, if the Shulchan Aruch Pasim had the Rush, that says we never had such a strange din, and the Shach Pasim had the Ramban, that says, no, we do have such a din, very big nafkamina, when a mace is taken to Eretz Israel. Family in Tinef starts when they start. The family in Eretz Israel starts 2 days later. Then the family comes back. According to the Shulchan Aruch, okay, there's two countings. But according to the Ramban, which is the way the Shach questions, what happens? Everyone begins at different times, but they all end together. Unbelievable Kula. That's the Shach quotes the Ramban, and he's the last line in the Gemara. The Gemara says that if they come, even Toch Shiva, as long as they make it back home, they only are tafel to the people that started already, and they're going to begin their availus at a different time, but end earlier. How do we pass it in? Halacha Maisa? Major Machokas. That would be, so it's Machokas, Machaber, and Shach. Reb Wilk thinks, Halacha Kivre Meka Ba'avil. We pass it in the Shach, which means that people can start the availus later. I'm sorry, the people can end the availus earlier. Contrapositive. They can end the availus later. They can end the availus earlier. Because Lamaisa, Reb Wilk passed it based on the Shach. The Shach is something from the Ramban. That once they come back, we don't need to have another bias there. They're allowed to be considered tafel to the people that started in Tinek, and they can end the availus earlier. But others would not passion that way. They would say that no, there's two separate countings, like the Pashas and the Mechaber. I began this discussion, even though it was the end of Shir, in order to begin outlining this Machokas. Please make sure to review some of the ideas that we discussed. Look in the Shulchan Aruch. Go through, you don't have to go through the whole Shach unless you want to. Be familiar with this basic episode between the Machokas between the Rush and the Ramban look of the Rush in Siman Lamentes. And the Ramban, quoted in the Beis Yosef at the end, the Ramban summarizes his words. The Beis Yosef says, at the end of this Ramban, Ramban says, Nimtzu Kol Yashmua, we'll cover that Ramban. Know this Machlokas Rush and Ramban well. And it's very important to see, this is Machlokas Mamash, Shach and Mechaber, Halacha, Wamaisa.
If we're talking about a case, according to the Shach, we're talking about Kol Mishmua Kol Yashmua, and stays there.
Right.
So if he lives in, let's just use our example, Eretz Yisrael, so why would he be with us to go back there? He lives in a